The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, likes to compare the Eurozone to a house in need of repair. Fix the roof, he counsels, while the economic weather is favourable. Leaders from across the European Union will have the opportunity to take that advice when the European Council meets in Brussels on June 28th to 29th. In preparation, Emmanuel Macron, France's president, and Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor, laid out joint proposals for reforms on June 19th. The result of weeks of ministerial negotiation, they reconciled long-standing differences on the future of the currency bloc and set the scene for discussion at the wider summit. In a victory for Mr. Macron, the Germans have consented to a Eurozone budget. In other areas, notably banking reform, progress is likely to be halting. The reforms aspire to mend the institutional weaknesses revealed during the years following the financial crisis. Lacking control over interest rates and the ability to devalue their currencies, some countries struggled to cope with violent economic shocks. Some, like Greece, were stuck in a doom loop where wobbly banks destabilized the governments supporting them, which in turn weakened the banks holding government bonds. To be fair, the bloc has already done quite a lot. At the height of the crisis, a bailout fund was cobbled together for emergency lending to countries that lost access to capital markets. In 2012, the Eurozone agreed to establish a banking union to contain risks and break the doom loop. The European Central Bank now supervises all the Eurozone's systemically important banks. If a bank needs winding down, the Single Resolution Board provides short-term funding and imposes losses on creditors, limiting the cost to the taxpayer. But more than 5 years on, banking union remains incomplete. Mr. Macron is keen both to push through those remaining reforms and to go further. His proposal for a Eurozone budget aims to ensure members' economies continue to converge and to help those buffeted by external events. New prime ministers in Italy and Spain appear to agree. The Germans, Dutch and Nordics, however, resist the pooling of risks across the bloc. They worry that fiscally prudent countries would end up subsidising profligate ones. Italy, where an earlier version of the new governing coalition seemed to scorn the Eurozone's spending rules, will not have reassured them.